Who sent you?
I sent myself.
What do you want?
Nagami and Wojtek say you can get information.
Do they?
I want to trade something for one specific piece of information.
You're lying.
No, I know exactly what I need, and I can give you something you want in exchange for it.
Too late, darling. I've no need for whores.
And then the rough metal of the muzzle, impossibly cold and distinct, is pressed against the center of her forehead. Lucian green away. She feels the ring of cold move, a fraction in reaction. The dealer, Bond Street, the calculator. I can buy it for you. The cold ring pressing. I can't give you money, she says then, knowing that this is the one lie she needs to tell now and tell well. But I can use someone else's credit card to buy the calculator for you.
Nagami's gob needs stopping.
And then it comes to her why she mustn't offer money, though surely Big End would provide. Once paid, Baranov would then feel that he was giving his own money to the dealer he hates. If I could offer you money, I would, but all I can offer is to buy the calculator, to give it to you, in exchange for what I need. Done. She closes her eyes. The circle of cold steel becomes the very horizon.
Greenaway.
Horizon withdrawn.
Do you know what he's asking?
No. Eyes tight shut.
4,005 pounds.
She opens her eyes, sees the pistol pointed not so directly at her. If we're going to talk, would you mind not pointing that at me? Baranov seems to remember the gun in his hand.
Here,
he says, letting it drop, everything on the formica rattling under the impact.
You pointed at me.
She looks from it to him.
Bought it at a boot sale. Boy dug it up in the woods here. 2 quid. The inside's rust and earth. Cylinder won't turn.
He smiles at her. She looks back at the gun on the table, imagining picking it up, smiling back at him, raising it and bringing it down as hard as she can on his forehead. She lowers her hands. Then she looks up at him again. My offer.
You've someone's credit line, good for 4-5.